Welcome to the Plan B CRNA podcast. I'm your host, Bobby Jones, and I'm so excited that you're here. The Plan B CRNA podcast is the only show made specifically for nurse anesthetists who are exploring options outside of their traditional career paths. This is the place to expand your mind and your goals as we uncover new ways to produce side income together. The mindset that we bring to any situation plays a key part in overcoming challenges and really enjoying our unique paths in life. On Thoughtful Thursdays, I like to explore emotional topics that are relevant to CRNAs and other providers. I think of this as my therapy, and I hope you learn some tips and tricks that you can use along your own journey. This episode is brought to you by OnCall Capital. OnCall Capital is dedicated to educating CRNAs and other healthcare providers about investing outside of the traditional stock market. OnCall Capital also provides opportunities for you, yes you, to create passive income and generational wealth while also lowering your taxable income through investments in the apartment and alternative investment spaces. If you haven't hit subscribe yet, make sure you do that right now so that you don't miss an episode. Thanks so much for joining me today, and now on with the show. Welcome to Thoughtful Thursdays on the Plan B CRNA podcast. I'm your host, Bobby Jones. And as always, I like to start these shows off with a quote that gets me thinking. Never let success get to your head. Never let failure get to your heart. I've seen this quote or versions of it attributed to different people, with Drake and Will Smith as the most recognizable of them. And I don't know about you, but that quote hits me pretty hard. When I was growing up, success in school came pretty easily to me. I was always a high achiever, and I liked being smart. But because I viewed intelligence and other talents that I had as fixed qualities, I became overly occupied with success and status over my own growth. I saw myself as special or even superior to others. I really enjoyed learning, but I would often fold if the challenge of learning became too hard. Why is that? Because my talents were fixed in my mind, and a big challenge was actually a challenge to my ego. And I'm not proud of that, but I simply didn't realize what I was doing at the time. You see, success went to my head. I started to believe and be defined by the talents that I possessed. I took things very personally. But the problem with that type of a fixed mindset is that it can really stunt your growth. If you're only defined by your perceived successes, then any perceived failures are an affront to the very core of your being. Failure hits you differently because you just are going to take it personally when things go wrong. And things go wrong because you're not smart enough or talented enough to fix them. This hurts your heart. When I was really suffering from this fixed mindset, I found that being successful wasn't really about learning, but proving over and over again that I was actually smart. If I could learn something, that proved I was smart. If I couldn't learn it, it's because I wasn't smart enough and never would be. Think about how detrimental that type of mindset can be to your emotional growth. All of us know plenty of people who have some type of a fixed mindset. Heck, we all do it in varying degrees. I remember playing baseball as a kid, and I loved going up to bat. I loved being a hitter. I was good at it, so I worked harder at it to become even better. On the other hand, I was just an okay fielder. Because I wasn't good at it, I didn't like to practice it or try to get any better. I already believed that I was a good batter and a poor fielder, and I simply accepted that about myself. Every time I went up to the plate to bat, I was excited because it was another opportunity to show off my talent. But I dreaded when a grounder came my way because of the chance of failure. And we use the language of fixed mindset all the time. I mean, this happens when failure or success is translated from an action, I didn't field the ball very well, into an identity. I am a poor fielder. Think about it. When was the last time you used this type of phrasing? I'm bad at math, or I'm a good cook. Identifying personally with where you are right now can be really pervasive, and it can affect our desire to put effort into our own growth. Not surprisingly, taking successes and failures personally can prevent you from getting an accurate grasp of your own standing. We tend to overinflate our abilities when we see success, or overinflate our shortcomings when we see failure. Instead of being able to make minor tweaks here and there, we think that our success is easily replicated or our failures are inevitable. This can really affect our ability to grow over time, leading us to pigeonhole ourselves instead of fulfilling our potential. So how can you avoid this mindset trap? There are a few suggestions out there. First, realize that success and failure are both temporary. I just saw a Tom Hanks interview where he talked about the phrase, "This too shall pass." He wished he'd known about it sooner. I really think about this when it comes to parenting. I mean, some days I feel like a rock star. You know, other days I feel like I'm the worst one out there. But the truth is, I can show flashes of both in moments that will inevitably pass us by. This realization helps me to stay more even-keeled amidst those low and high tides. Next, embrace imperfection. No one out there is perfect. AFGO is one of my favorite acronyms, meaning another freaking growth opportunity. If you look at challenges as opportunities for growth, you allow yourself to embrace the good and bad for what they truly are. Next, share your success. If you do something well, there's a high probability that you had some help to get there. Finding creative ways to share the credit for a job well done keeps you humble and helps pull others up that ladder alongside you. Next, accurate self-assessment. It can be easy to get caught up in the moment with however you're feeling. Keeping a journal with your successful accomplishments and qualities that you'd like to improve upon can help you focus on positive evidence of your success while allowing you to remain accountable for desired improvements. Focusing on gratitude. Negativity tends to steal our sense of power and purpose. Remembering what we're grateful for in life can help us stay grounded in reality instead of getting caught up in the swirl of emotions. And lastly, working on balance. If you're feeling overly challenged by a difficult task, you may take a hit to your self-confidence and think that you should quit. If you can balance that with some things that you know you're good at and confident in, you can avoid feeling so overwhelmed. And the opposite is true here too. If you start to feeling a little bit cocky, then balance that out with something challenging to reinforce that humility. And this list certainly isn't all-encompassing. But if you can implement a few of these tips, then you may be able to improve your overall well-being. As always, I have a couple of links in the show notes. And if you'd really like to get in depth on some of this, I'd suggest checking out the book Mindset, The New Psychology of Success by Carol Dweck. And that's what I've got for you today. If you enjoyed what you heard, make sure you hit subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. I'd love to hear what you thought of the show today, so make sure you put that in your review wherever you leave it. And if you're interested in passive income opportunities with tax-advantaged real estate, visit my website at www.oncallinvestments.com or reach out to me on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram. Until next time, be safe and take care of each other out there. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Plan B CRNA podcast. If you haven't already subscribed and reviewed the show, I'd be honored if you took the extra time. It really helps to expand our reach and get the word out about the show. If you're a CRNA who is interested in sharing your story on our podcast, I'd love to have you. Please email me at bobby@oncallinvestments.com for more information. This episode was brought to you by OnCall Capital. They are dedicated to helping providers like you develop passive income and generational wealth through investments in the apartment and alternative investment spaces. Feel free to check out their website at www.oncallinvestments.com and subscribe to their free educational email series. You can find OnCall Capital on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also check out our YouTube page, where you'll find all of the show episodes along with other educational videos. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.